Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, we're back. The Infowars Sunday briefing with Nick Sorter, and also have our great guest TJ Roberts here, state representative from the great state of Kentucky, as well as an attorney, and he's the perfect guest to have on for all of the legal stuff that's been going on this past week. One of the biggest stories that we have here was President Trump coming out and saying that he was hereby terminating any document that was auto-penned by the Biden administration. He said, quote, any document signed by Sleepy Joe Biden with the auto pen, which was approximately 92% of them, is hereby terminated and of no further force or effect. The auto pen is not allowed to be used if approval is not specifically given by President of the United States. The radical left lunatics circling Biden around the beautiful, resolute desk in the Oval Office took the presidency away from him. I am hereby canceling all executive orders and anything else that was not directly signed by crooked Joe Biden, because the people operated the auto pen did so illegally. Joe Biden was not involved in the auto pen process, and if he says he was, he will be brought up on charges of perjury. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Now, TJ, we know that it's pretty easy for any president to nullify and terminate predecessors' executive orders, but you have people like Ketanji Brown Jackson, who is supposedly a Supreme Court justice, as you can see on the screen. This is the one that Joe Biden said before he got into office that he was definitely going to appoint a black woman with, you know, pass up all the other qualified candidates for Supreme Court justice and had to pick the retarded black woman. That's what she is. I mean, she's a joke. The running joke of the Supreme Court is Ketanji Brown Jackson. We all know that. Now, by law, it seems that the process is the president nominates, the Senate confirms, and then the president has to sign a commission for the process to be complete and for the appointment to be made firm and official. But if Joe Biden didn't actually sign the commission, is there an argument that can be made that Ketanji Brown Jackson is invalid and illegitimate on the Supreme Court?
There's certainly an argument that can be made. The most important, crucial aspect of this is whether or not the president specifically authorized this appointment and this commission to be signed. That's our federal statutes. That's our longstanding practice. The auto pen has been a controversial issue for years now. 2005, the Department of Justice issued a memo saying that the auto pen is okay as long as the president specifically authorizes the action. But there's a 2012 law review article out of Syracuse University that has an extraordinarily persuasive argument that it may not be. Some of the things that they've mentioned,
but that DOJ, just to be clear here for the audience, that is the DOJ, that's their internal policy, their internal viewpoint on the matter, right?
Yes.
Part of the executive branch.
Right. This is not binding. The only time that there's ever been a case on auto pens was in 2024 on the Fourth Circuit. There was a challenge to a pardon on the ground that it was issued through an auto pen. They said that was okay because the president had the clear intent on issuing this pardon. But that's the point, though. There's still an argument to be made, though, particularly when you're talking about appointments of executive or judicial officers, signing of bills, that it's not okay. For one, there were several dissenters at the DOJ that wrote a separate opinion saying they disagree. Up until 2005, and even subsequent to it, there had never been a bill signed by auto pen until the FISA Act of, I believe, 2011. Further, the Constitution is clear that these must be presented to the president. So it must be given to them. It's not the president or his agents. So, and by the way, the subjects of the prior memos was about the appointment of postmasters, who don't even require confirmation by Congress and most certainly don't have one of the most important jobs outlined in the United States Constitution, such as that of a justice of the Supreme Court or an Article III judge. And so it comes down to that motive. And we actually see this right now as well, where invalid appointments result in the invalidation of every action taken by those people. Just recently, the left was cheering on the fact that the indictment of Jim Comey and Letitia James were dismissed on the grounds that the special prosecutor was illegally appointed. Wherever you stand on the appointment process of the special prosecutor, it's clear, and there's decades of case law dating back to even before I was alive, that the appointments clause is more than a matter of etiquette or protocol. It is among the significant structural safeguards of the constitutional scheme. And I'm quoting from Edmund versus United States, decided in 1997. It's one of those things that prevents the diffusion of the appointment power. The Supreme Court has opined on the importance of these structures. And when we let a machine handle this, it calls into question everything the president has done. Did they actually authorize this appointment? Did they actually agree to sign off on this issue as required by federal law? Right? So
well,
it comes down to that.
President Trump might have evidence that Joe Biden didn't know anything about it because he's saying, like, you know, I'll read this quote again. Joe Biden was not involved in the auto pen process. And if he says he was, he will be brought up on charges of perjury. So I don't know if they know something that we don't, something more concrete, maybe some internal White House stuff that they might know about. But keep in mind, Joe Biden hand signed the pardon for his son. So I have a feeling that they had an idea that maybe the other pardons that were done with auto pen were legally questionable, like Dr. Fauci's. Fauci's pardon was done in the dead of night, 2 o'clock in the morning. And we have the emails that came out from Comer and the House Oversight Committee from a few months back, talking about how the auto pen operator didn't actually want to sign those pardons because they weren't getting any word from the president himself that he wanted this done. They were only getting it from his advisors. And that calls into question, like, okay, well, if it was authorized by anybody but the president of the United States, it should be pretty cut and dry. Fauci's pardon is invalid.
Exactly. And that's the point where you look at the timing of this, you look at the use of the auto pen. I don't think Biden intended to pardon Fauci. I think it's a disgrace if he did. That said, if he had no knowledge of this and some staffer used his signature to issue a pardon, it is invalid. The only person with the power to grant clemency or pardons for federal crimes is the president of the United States. Not his secretaries, not his interns, no one but the president. So there's a significant argument to be made on this. And once again, invalid appointments, invalid signatures, that is to the point that the only constitutional remedy is invalidation of the action. And that's from United States versus Trump in 2024 on the classified documents case, where the argument was, the special prosecutor was illegally appointed, therefore their actions are invalid. Here, if the president did not authorize the pardons, they need to be set aside. And there needs to be justice on this. Fauci has committed crimes against humanity, and he must be held accountable for it.
So we're going to have a hard break here, but I do have a follow-up question for you, if I can just hold you over for a few more minutes here on the opposite side, because, you know, I want to know about these other judges, all these activist judges. We'll be right back.
A bankruptcy judge forced Jones to sell InfoWars this year. It was done to help pay a more than $1 billion defamation judgment to the families of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting victims. Some of those families supported The Onion's winning bid.
The report you just saw aired on November 15th, 2024 on national NBC News. They said InfoWars was closed. They said we were sold to The Onion, who was backed by Michael Bloomberg and his gun confiscation group. But here we are almost a year later, and we're still on air. They want you to forget about what they did. This has been a long, drawn-out battle. But the website InfoWars.com is just a website. This building is just a building. But we can't keep fighting with our legal bills and more unless you support us. So do it now at TheAlexJonesShow.com and make sure these people lose in the end. But regardless, we're going to keep fighting. Thank you so much. I humbly ask for your support, thealexshowstore.com. But regardless, share the article, share the videos, share this report, and pray for us, because we're all in this together. Thank you so much.